Taping for Mr. Robert F. Lee, 3554 Carnation Avenue, LA. Mr. Lee, 你个爸爸叫做咩名啊
？Lee Sai.
点 Sai？
Yeah.
点写个 Sai？
Sai.
Sai. 那个爸爸嚟咗金山以后啊，有冇翻过去个 village 嗰度啊？我翻三围。
Went back in 1906. Then he went back in 1930.
咁咪翻咗兩次啦嚇。哦 yeah, I forgot this was conducted in English, huh?
Yeah.
Where did your father die, Mr. Lee?
In Los Angeles, yeah, 5 years ago.
Only 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Where is he buried?
The Chinese cemetery in Eastern Avenue.
I see.
Los Angeles.
Okay, now, then, when you were working, do you remember the last paycheck you got? About how much did you get per month?
Oh, about 770.
770. What year was that about?
1958.
1958. Okay. Now, do you go to Chinatown often?
Yes.
How about how often do you go there?
Once a week, maybe.
What do you do in Chinatown?
Oh, just. My wife is shopping and look around.
Mm-hmm. Now, how well did you get along with the Japanese before the Second World War?
Before?
Before the Second World War.
Before the Second World War, I was in Alameda.
I know, but how well did you get along with them?
I get along very well with them. Mm-hmm. I have no argument with them. Of course, at the time I was young.
How about during the Second World War, knowing that the Japanese were at war with us?
I become hateless. Hate them.
Then to show your hate for them, what were some of the things that you did?
I didn't do anything.
But in your heart, you hated them.
Just internally, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you...
you see this Japanese invaded China and they kill a lot of people, that's what the hatred is. Mm-hmm. You see it in the movie, you see it on the newspaper photographs.
Did you have any close relatives that were killed directly by the Japanese?
No.
Then how about after the Second World War, when the Japanese lost, how did you get along with them?
My hatred is faded out as time goes.
Your hatred for them faded out?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why?
Well, I felt that the times passed and passed.
Mm-hmm. All right, I remember you showed me a book on aviation that you wrote, and the one that I have is in English.
Yeah.
Did you write one in Chinese?
Yes.
Is that Chinese one exactly like the one in English?
No, it's not exactly.
I see.
Yeah, the Chinese one was a dealing with subsonic flight.
The Chinese one was a little bit
subsonic,
what?
Subsonic, yeah.
Oh, on a supersonic?
No, subsonic. The Chinese version was a subsonic.
Called subsonic?
Subsonic, yeah. Oh. It's dealing with airplanes.
I see.
The
now,
English one dealing with rockets and supersonics.
So in other words, in your lifetime, you have written two books.
Yes.
One on airplane, and then the other one on
rockets.
Did you write both of those books yourself?
Yes, I did.
So then I granted that you are very good in Chinese and English.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Do you still have a copy of the one in Chinese?
Yes, manuscript. Yeah.
I only saw the one in English.
Yeah, but the other one can't let them out.
Oh, I see. That's the one that, I see.
They told me they want to use for Air Force training manual, some kind out there, so they want me to keep a secret as possible.
Oh, I see. So that's the one written in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then, now, Mr. Lee, do you remember the best years of your life? I mean, a period of your life that you consider, that is really
beside
wonderful.
The time you get married?
Well, whichever that you consider the best years
the
of your life.
You get married, that's the time, the best year. And after that, the dealing with your career is something else.
Uh-huh.
It's the...
So you consider the first year of your married life
mm-hmm.
is
yeah.
the best years.
Yeah.
All right, then what would be the most difficult years of your life, a hardship and things like that?
Right after I left the aerospace, it's 59, 60, 61, those years.
Uh-huh. Why did you consider those were your difficult years?
Because that's the transition from one kind of work to a different kind of work.
Uh-huh. What kind of work was it from?
It was a market.
Oh, from working in the market?
No, going into the market.
Oh.
Market business.
Oh, in other words, at that time you have already quit the...
Yeah, 58,
What kind of work did you quit at that time?
Aerospace.
Aerospace, mm-hmm. and you had to go into the market business.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I think I explained it before because I was in Santa Barbara, I came back and I see all those aerospaces sudden down and unemployment's all over, so mm-hmm. I...
Now, what are the things that you remember the most in your life?
What do you mean the most? I didn't know.
Well, the most that you'll remember, something that people say, oh, I'll never forget until the last year of my life or something like that.
I didn't know.
Maybe you have many things that you would
yeah.
like to remember
yeah.
All your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Lee, would you like to tell us something about your children? You were saying that your son was a colonel or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, he was
Which
colonel?
Son was a
the
colonel?
The first one, he was a colonel in medical corps. Stationed in Walter Reed Hospital.
Walter Reed Hospital.
Yeah.
Where is that hospital now?
It's in Walter Reed Hospital, in D.C.
Washington. Oh yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. And now he just moved. And now he just moved to Washington State.
Oh, I see.
And he's in charge of one of the divisions up there.
Mm-hmm. Then the owner of this store is which son? The owner of this store is which son?
The second and the fourth.
Oh, the two sons. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What does the second son do?
The second, he's in Europe.
What does
he
do?
He's going to school over there.
Oh, going to school
and
in Europe.
And also he's setting up some business.
I see. Then what does the fourth son do?
The fourth son, he's architecture.
Where is he now?
He's home, doing work at home.
In other words, he's in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So they got this business and I'm just working mm-hmm. with them.
All right. Now, Mr. Lee, do you have something else that you would like to be recorded?
No, there's a lot of things, but I don't know what to
Well, what do you want to tell me?
Nothing. That's
in
about
your
all.
Life. That's about all?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's all you want to tell, Mr. Lee?
Yeah.
All right, then I want to thank you very much for
uh-huh.
giving me your time and your attention. I certainly appreciate it.
If the hands can help to the people, it's okay. If not, it's okay.